Okay, so I'm going to be presenting two studies. Oh, first of all, welcome. Thank you. I'm going to be presenting two studies today back-to-back using the YRBS data. And the first study is on the physical activity behaviors and perceptions among Georgia high school students. And the second study is on the nutrition behaviors and perceptions among Georgia high school students. So what are the recommendations for physical activity for adolescents between the ages of 14 to 18? Well, we know that adolescents should have 60 or more minutes of physical activity daily, and a majority of these 60 minutes should be of aerobic physical activity, which can be of moderate or vigorous intensity physical activity. Moderate intensity physical activities include activities such as brisk walking or rollerblading, and vigorous intensity activities include activities such as running, bicycling, etc. For as part of 60 or more minutes of daily physical activity that you should be receiving during the week, at least 3 days of the week should be participating in muscle strengthening and bone strengthening activities. So this is a descriptive study, which we use the YRBS data, which is, many of you may be familiar, it's a school-based paper and pencil survey conducted by the CDC in conjunction with the Georgia Department of Public Health, and it monitors priority health risk behaviors and prevalence of health conditions such as obesity among youth. In our particular YRBS survey conducted in 2013, 35 schools participated out of 50 sample schools, with 87% of students from classrooms responding, with an overall response rate of 61%. So what are questions for this analysis? Well, we're interested in looking at three different questions. One is we wanted to look at the physical activity behaviors of Georgia high school students, and we also wanted to look into the motivations for exercise as well as most likely locations of exercise that the students reported. And these are the first time we had these state-added questions to Georgia, and the first time we're conducting this analysis. Our survey items included the physical activity behaviors of the past 7 days, participation school sports team, as well as two questions around physical activity perceptions. Why are you most likely to exercise, and where are you most likely to exercise? And we have responses in the subsequent slides. So this is our data for physical activity behaviors among Georgia high school students. We have the estimates for Georgia as well as for students nationally. You can see here that within the yellow box, that a quarter of the students met the recommended level of physical activity of at least 60 minutes a day, whereas a higher prevalence of students, 50%, met the recommended level of strengthening exercises at least 3 days out of the week. A third of the students met the attended PE on all 5 days of the week. I didn't mention this earlier, but PE attendance actually increases the likelihood that youth will actually meet their physical activity daily. So there are recommendations for you to attend PE on all 5 days of the week. And over 50% of youth participate in at least one sports team. The results do not differ from estimates nationally. Here are our motivations for physical activity. You can see here on the left the question, why are you most likely to exercise, with the potential response options, the overall estimates, as well as the estimates by physical activity status, as well as strengthening exercise status. You can see here that overall that over a third of students, 34% of students, responded that I want to look good as the why are you most likely reason to exercise, followed by I enjoy, followed by I want to be healthy, and then followed by I enjoy exercise. And if we look at this by physical activity level and strengthening exercise status, youth who participated in daily physical activity of at least 60 minutes a day, as well as participating in strengthening exercise at least 3 days out of the week, more often reported that they want to be healthy and that they enjoy exercise compared to students who had no physical activity or no strengthening exercises over the past week. Further, youth who met the recommendation for strengthening exercise at least 3 days out of the week more often reported that they want to look good compared to youth who had no strengthening exercise over the past week. Here we have the estimates for what youth report as the most likely location to exercise. The majority of the students, 39% of students, reported that they're most likely to exercise at home, followed by 28% at school. And then youth who had daily physical activity at least 60 minutes a day, as well as strengthening exercise at least 3 days out of the week, more often reported they were likely to exercise at school and at a fitness center compared to youth who had no physical activity or strengthening exercise in the past week. And in summary, we have only a quarter of students met the recommendation of participating in the recommended level of PE at least 60 minutes a day. The desire to look good, the desire to be healthy, and the enjoyment of exercise were the most commonly reported motivations for exercising among Georgia youth or Georgia students, and the most commonly reported location to exercise is at home. And I'd like to acknowledge some of my colleagues at the Georgia Department of Public Health, as well as my CDC supervisor, Dr. Geraldine Perry, who apparently is not Georgia Department of Public Health, but is at the CDC, so mistake on the slide.